Well, I've started to pay attention to this now. Maybe you have too, because Larry Weber talks about it so often, about the difference between the first half of a month and the second half of a month. We've got a rain-snow mix in the forecast for the next few days. Finally, Monday, we get some sunshine and temperatures about 63 degrees, but we don't seem to be on the straight hurdle toward, I don't know, sunshine and 70 that we were before. Moisture's good, though, right, Larry?
Yes. Well, actually, this year, this month, the month of March, has not been such a big difference between the first half and the second half.
Really?
So I was not even going to talk about it. But there was a difference, but not that tremendously much. You mentioned the 60s in the forecast. The warmest temperature that we had for the whole month was 59, and that happened on the 21st. See, so that was not in the first half. That was in the second half.
So, you're right.
So the difference is really not that dramatic. We did get a rain-snow mix. I was very glad to see that rain. You know, they had the fire hazard and all this going on. We had our snowpack disappearing, and when the snowpack goes, a lot of times it's followed by this dryness of the fire hazards and so forth. So I was very glad to see the rain. We may be getting some more tomorrow. However, both Sunday and Monday, they are forecasting sun and, like you said, up to 60 degrees. Now, what gets overlooked in all that is a morning like this morning. We may not see this as being too exciting. Mid-20s, clouds, calm. Late March, that doesn't sound too exciting. However, get out there and enjoy. It was a fascinating walk I took this morning. Why? Because on these cloudy days in early spring, stop and listen, and things are happening. I heard on my walk, the rough grouse drumming, which started about a week ago. And then I heard the first sandhill crane of the season. I heard turkeys gobbling. And, of course, the usual crows and ravens and blue jays and woodpeckers. But the real clincher, the one that I was hoping to hear, finally I did hear, and that was the song of the red-winged blackbird.
I heard them my neighborhood, in town, for heaven's sakes.
Where was that?
I live up in Woodland, and I'm up further up the hill than the park, so I'm not really next to any wetlands, but I was getting groceries out of the car. I heard them sing, and I stopped and went mentally, I can identify a red-winged blackbird by its song. Yay! And then I'm going to have to tell Larry.
Yeah, I'm not doubting that others have heard them. This is the first one that I heard. The spot where I heard it is the spot that I look for consistently. And the last 2 years, it has been on the 27th of March, and today this is the 26th. And so, yes, what a fabulous sound to hear in the springtime. Well, I heard all these because, yes, it was calm, and it was cloudy. Flocks of geese, yesterday I heard and saw flocks of trumpeter swans. And then a little bit of a step back into winter on a chilly morning like this, 25 degrees, I saw a flock of redpolls. Now, that was a really interesting sighting because I saw a flock of redpolls at the same site along the road way back in, I believe, November. And then not one came to the bird feeder all winter, and now here a flock again. It's not unusual to see redpolls in April. They are migrants. They'll often linger. If they have enough food, they'll stick around for a while, and then they'll move on. But, wow, what a fascinating morning. So we may look forward to the clear days, the warm days, and so forth, but the rainy days and the calm, cloudy days give a lot to offer, too. We're still having a few sightings I have not seen, but I'm sure other people have. Robin, Junco, Grackles, I have not seen those. But this week I did add to a few of the water birds, not only Canada geese and trumpeter swans, but also I saw common mergansers and a common goldeneye. And then I saw, this is really cool, we have a swamp near us here where the Canada geese have nested every year for many years. Well, they were back. They were back sitting on the ice, getting all prepared for the next season. Now, they're not going to start nesting yet, but they certainly have staked out their territory. And if that wasn't enough, just down the road in another swamp where there was a little bit of open water, there was a pair of mallards. Once again, they're not quite nesting yet, but they're getting ready for it. I also saw a song sparrow along the road, which is an example of a migrant so well. So things are happening. They're not happening in the big, noticeable numbers. You may have to get out and stop and listen, but things are happening. We are winding down on the month of March. Today is the 26th. We will be ending the month next week, Wednesday. And looking back on the month, it was, as often in March, it was a strange month. We did have record-setting temperatures one day, and we did have some temperatures like they're going to be the 60 on Monday. But we also saw the others. We normally have, even in mild Marches, we normally have some weather temperatures below zero. The only time that happened this year was March 1st, where the official temperature of the Weather Service was zero. At my house, we had -1. So, yes. What else happened? Well, we were above normal in temperature quite a ways. The normal temperature for March, if there is such a thing as normal, is about 26 degrees. We were close to 34, so quite a bit above normal. We were above normal in precipitation, which was the statistic I was very glad to see. Above normal, we are now statistically above normal for precipitation for 2021 entirely. So that is an interesting one to continue to follow, because that's going to make a difference. One of the concerns I've been having with the melting that's been going on is that the vernal ponds are opening, but there's not a lot of water in them. So with this rain, these rains, and maybe some more coming, that may make a difference. The statistic we were below normal and quite a ways below normal is snowfall. And, you know, it's easy to think it's all over, but let's take your mind and turn back a few years to April of 2013 when we got 51 inches of snow, not in March, nope, but in April. Yes, yeah, so it can still happen. April we're getting into is probably even a stranger month than is March. I have seen temperatures in the 80s a few years ago. This is not even that long ago, 2018. We had a couple early mornings of temperature below zero. So it is weird. It can be very dry. It can be very wet. And so let's just hang on. We're in for quite a terrific trip as we get into this wonderful month of April. We have now reached a time where sunrise is getting to be before 7 o'clock in the morning, and sunset not until 7:30, 12 and a half hours of daylight. And if that's not enough light for you, get out on a clear night and take a look at the full moon. According to Bob King, and I often rely on what he says, we may be in for some aurora sightings, too, this weekend. So that's another reason to get out and take a look after sunset. Other things happening. I had seen the first butterfly of the season. I saw it back on the 13th already, a butterfly called a Compton tortoiseshell. But I heard reports this week of others seeing Compton tortoiseshells as well as seeing morning cloak butterflies. Both of them are types of butterflies that hibernate for the winter, and therefore they're going to be waking up, and they're the first ones we're likely to see. And then this week I had a chance to see a garter snake. Garter snake, another example of a hibernator. But this particular spot where it was on a south and west facing hillside. It was a clear day, so there's plenty of sunlight. It was warm, and so the garter snake not only woke up from hibernation, but came out of its den where it spent the winter, and got out to sit and bask in the sun. Garter snakes are interesting the way they hibernate. They go to a site on a regular basis known as a hibernacula, and this particular spot where I see them there every spring, so I think there's a hibernacula somewhere, which is kind of a crack in the ground, and they gather there sometimes in very big numbers. As they wake in the spring, yeah, they bask in the sunlight for a while to get a little bit of movement going on, but then they're very quick in males trying to determine dominance of who's going to mate with the females. And so it's not unusual to see quite a bit of action when they finally start waking up and sitting in the sun. Other things of note, we had a good growth this week and good blooming of crocuses. I have at least 20 crocuses in bloom. And then we are moving on to the time of the silver maples coming into flower. Now, when we think of maples in March, we usually think of sugar maple and we think of sap and so forth. Well, they're not the only maple that has things going on in March. Silver maple, which is a very common tree in Duluth, it's a large tree scattered all over. They have their flowers coming out at about this time, and they are flowers of male or female. Rarely do we see them on the same tree, usually male or female, and they're not real colorful. You have to take a closer look, but you'll see something going on there with the sugar maple or the silver maples. So anyway, things are happening. We're slowing down in 1 month, but hang on, Lisa, we are headed for another month.
And April will be rocketing through April, and what a roller coaster that's no doubt going to be.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Well, a few things to look for. You mentioned great blue herons. That's always something I look for in early April, as well as some more ducks and geese showing up, some shorebirds showing up. But then we have a few songbirds showing up right in our yards, phoebes. Are insect-eating birds, and they're very quick to come back in April, as are yellow-bellied sapsuckers, and they drum real loud and often near our house when they first come back, and then the first warbler of the season. I always look for that. It's a yellow rump warbler, usually somewhere around the middle of April. So keep your eyes open. There's a tremendous amount of stuff that goes on. By the end of the month, by this time, this date next month, we could be talking about the spring wildflowers. Flowers starting to show up. So it's going to be interesting. And yes, thanks for your input.
Larry, of course, you did not mention the most important plant that has begun to already rear its head. Rhubarb.
Rhubarb,
Larry.
I thought of that and I thought of you this week. I walked by our patch of rhubarb and I didn't see them sticking up yet.
Oh, yes. They are at my house.
I thought rhubarb was going to be Lisa. Is your rhubarb coming up?
You bet it is. You bet it is. I'm so thrilled. I want to go out there.
You already got the pie, the dough made for the pie.
Exactly. The pies are sitting there with the crust just waiting. And, I just want to get out there and play a little KUMD for them to encourage them to keep growing.
Well, good luck.
Thanks a million, Larry.
Have a great April Fool's Day.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.